not being a Galilean like the other 11, perhaps he felt alienated and estranged. The betrayal of Jesus and the subsequent remorse and suicide of Judas, narrated St. Matthew, 26th chapter, 14th to the 16th verse. Jesus, however, was not deceived, for he knew in the beginning who was to betray him. May I take out a moment? You can't deceive anybody that knows what you're going to do before you ever do it.
Well, amen.
Is that right?
Yeah, all right.
And I would like to impart this with you, that most of us will believe what is whispered to us.
Amen.
Most of us, what is whispered to us.
Yes.
Because you think most of the time you're getting something that nobody else has.
Amen. That's so true.
But that's wrong. When you get it, somebody else already has it all.
Amen.
So Jesus was not deceived. You won't be able to deceive me.
Well,
why? Because I have already prayed for God to fortify me whatever may happen here.
Yes, all right.
Well, you don't see me worrying.
All right.
I have made a concession to God. I told him I'm leaving the church in your hands.
Yes, all right.
I have tried for 16 years. And have failed in some capacity.
Well,
I told him to use his own discretion. I'm leaving it in his hand. You know, he sold out the law, Acts 1 and 18, and hanged himself, falling headlong, burst into a sunset. I want to leave you this bit of philosophy. All of you that deny yourselves are things that you need now and ought to be enjoying. It's later than you think.
Well, amen.
It's later than you think.
Yes,
you may have already more money than you need.
Well,
if you hear me.
Amen.
Listen to this. He spent his health to get his wealth. And then he spent his wealth to regain his health. You know, we often wonder why is it that people act the way they do sometimes. He was the treasure of the apostolic band. May we take time out and digress a bit? A treasurer is only the keeper of money. Is that right? A distributor of the churches and clubs or any organization's money to be reimbursed or distributed by authorized demand, request, and need. The money never belongs to the treasurer or no one or two people, but it belongs to the contributor for proper disbursement for myriad causes and reasons. Was it Judas, as being the treasure, that started this revolt? It was him, as I heard someone read this afternoon, that this young lady, I think, was Mary of Magdalene, called Mary Magdalene, who had anointed Jesus' feet and washed and dried them off with her hair. And that is saying a lot, knowing how you ladies care and think about your hair. That is being your glory. I never will forget, before I retired almost 3 years ago, this beautiful young white lady there in Tent City, everybody trying to get to work, and she had a head full of these pink things, trying to get them out, sitting under the light, people blowing, and she took her own good time and got each one out. Then she reached and got her comb, and she combed her hair. And then she looked in the mirror and she fixed it like she wanted under about three lights. Then she pulled off. The point that I'm trying to make is how and why you think so much of your hair when this young lady committed this response to Jesus as she did. This is the point I'm trying to make. You know she must have had a strong feeling for Jesus. As much as you young ladies think of your hair, I run Jesse Owens to get out of a shower of rain.
Well,
you think a lot of your, that's the point I'm trying to make. But she took her hair and dried off the feet of Jesus. And there at this time, Judas rose up. He didn't like that. He said, you know what? That is a waste of money. I want to tell you something. If you spend one penny for something you don't want, that is a waste of money. But if you spend $500 or $1,000 or many thousand dollars for something you want, that is not a waste of money. Judas said, among the other folk, you know, we could have sold the oil and distribute the money among the poor. Then Jesus, the Son, the Lamb of God, said, you know one thing? I'm going to be with you only a few days. And the money is not wasted. And he said, I'll tell you another thing. A memorial ought to be made for what the great deed that this woman has done. In all of this land, she ought to be remembered for remembering her Savior. Who was Judas? First, let us say what avarice is as it embodies our subject. We'll be through in a short while as soon as we can. Avarice is an astronomical desire for money and wealth. An avaricious person is one that puts in practice the use and the utility of avarice. The lust of avarice has so totally seized upon mankind that their wealth seems rather to possess them than they to possess their wealth by plenty. Poverty wants something, O Lord, some things, luxury many, avarice wants all things, says Allen. Avarice increases with the increasing pile of gold, juvenile. The avaricious person is like the barren sandy desert, which sucks in all the rain and all the dew with greediness, but yet yields no fruitful blessing of plants for the benefits of others. You know, it can rain 3 weeks in the desert, and an hour after you get through rain, you never know that it rained. It's greedy. It sucks up all the moisture. And that is the way a lot of people today. Amen. Veraciously speaking, Judas Iscariot lives on. We realize this dramatic life of Jesus, our Lord, Master, Redeemer, and Savior, was to be played out, the drama had to be played. Ain't we right about it? Jesus, the author. Jesus, the producer. Jesus, the choreographer. All of this was predestined to be carried out, that the Son of Man would shed his blood, that you and I may have a right to the tree of life. You know, money does strange things to some people, isn't that right? I remember when I was a boy, there was a song, "Hand Me Down, Throw Me Down, Any Way to Get It Down."
Well,
that's where a lot of people are about money. Anything goes. But here was a certain man who wanted to borrow some money to make a 6 months tour of Europe. And he went to his bank where he had been banking for years, and they turned him down. So he went on up the streets to another bank, a competitive bank, and they let him, without any difficulty, have all the money that he needed. As soon as he acquired the money, he went to the market and bought a 5-pound fish. He carried the fish back to the locker of his bank, put it in his locker and locked it up, and left for 6 weeks going to Europe. This is what people would do for you. This is why we ought to try to compromise with one another, so there will not be a recurrence of ambivalence and other dirty deeds by people. You're not winning when you win an argument. Do you hear us? Are you with us? Because you can out-argue somebody, you haven't won. Amen. You only made an appointment for another time and another place. This is the story that I tried to impart to you. So we ought to be more loving with one another. We ought to be kind to one another. This was predestined from the incarnate word to the incarnation. His crucifixion, the drama had to be carried out. But literally speaking, and asking, if I may become interrogative, isn't there, because Jesus didn't speak up for himself? And I want to take out a moment here. I have had that confrontation with some members of my church. Reverend, you ought to let the folk know who the pastor is.
Well,
I say, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I say, I know who I am.
Amen.
And God knows
yes,
who
sir.
I am.
Yes,
and the bishop knows who I am. He appointed me.
All right.
And all of the annual conference that know me, the district conference and the district superintendent, they know me.
Yeah.
I don't have anything to prove.
Well.
I don't have anything to prove.
Well.
I don't take the advantage of you from my office, use my office to take the advantage of you out there. No, that's not my style. They tried to make Jesus say that he was a king. Jesus told Pilate, you said it, I didn't.
All right.
He knew that he was a king.
Yeah.
But, oh Lord, he kept a low profile.
Uh-huh.
He played it quiet. My Bible here tells me, oh Lord, that he that keepeth his tongue, keepeth his life.
Yeah.
For the tongue is a very, very deadly evil. Was it because that Judas was educated and articulate and resentful, avaricious, and being very insidious. Oh, yes, he was sly as a fox. Double-minded or dual personality, in which many people have today. And in my Bible here, oh Lord, it says that a double-minded person, they are unstable in all of their ways. A smile for the goose and one for the gander. Today they are one thing and tomorrow they are another. Oh yes, people boasting and bragging sometime and showing off and flashing money, which can become blood money. I pray that you don't do that in Birmingham. A top heater or a hitman will assassinate you for money, which is blood money. Oh Lord, but how could the ex-president of the Philippines, Ferdinand Marcos, acquire such wealth and amass such wealth that he has? Begun $5,000 a year, then up to $60,000 a year. Now he has millions and billions scattered all over the world. While people in the Philippines are living in cardboard houses, starving to death, malnutrition, and the company and the nation is almost bankrupt. While his wife has rooms of shoes and makes, and he owns estates in New York and Washington, this is blood money. Now he is a person non grata, trying to find some nation that will take him in. Do you know what I'm talking about? Owning real estate and many majors. Oh Lord, what we are trying to say this afternoon, our latest contemporary from Allison, Alabama, said he would repay $54 million that he insidiously embezzled over the years. Doctors, lawyers, preachers, congressmen, women, senators, mayors, governors, aldermen, commissioners, and even judges. Is it really true, oh Lord, that every person have their price? Do you know what I'm talking about? I'm asking you, is it true that every man and every person have his price? Oh Lord, in many cases, that is true. But I want to stand here this afternoon as we close and tell you, oh Lord, that I thank God this afternoon, oh Lord, that there are men and there are women this afternoon who have no price. Oh Lord, do you know what I'm talking about? That can't be born out. Oh Lord, you can flash your money all you want. Oh Lord, but Jesus prayed, lead us not into temptation. I want to tell you this afternoon, when we speak of temptation, we think of man and woman. But there are others, oh Lord, that are just as great. Lead us, oh Lord, not into temptation. Oh Lord, but deliver us, oh Lord, from all evil. I'm glad this afternoon that there are some that can't be bought out. But one thing about it, Judas sold out for 30 pieces of silver. Yes, he did. 27th chapter of St. Matthew 4 and 6, and said, I have sinned, and that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? See that Judas cast down the pieces of silver. and went and hanged himself. And the high priest took the silver and sold it, O Lord, and bought a piece of land called the Potter's Field to bury strangers in, where that field was called today a field of blood under this day. But I'm glad today, O Lord, I don't have to worry about anything. O Lord, my father is rich today. Do you know what I'm talking about? And Paul said, O Lord, he's able to supply my every need.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amy ran
yes,
about
sir.
It.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to do any lawful thing.
All right.
O Lord, the Lord will take care
yes,
of you.
Yes, he will.
Amy ran about
yes,
it.
Yes,
O Lord, he'll take care of me, O Lord, for a long time.
Yes,
give me bread.
Yes,
oh Lord, when I was hungry.
Yes,
he water.
Oh, yes.
He water
yes, sir.
In a
yes,
storm.
Yes,
wind.
Yes, sir.
Oh Lord,
yes,
that rock. Yes, he is the Lord.
Yes,
he is. In a weary
yes,
man.
Yes, yes,
he he's a lily on the valley that Friday morning star. He said, I'm Alpha and I'm Omega. I am
yes,
beginning and I'm in.
Yes.
You've been born again.
Yes, sir. Yes,
you don't have to worry about anything. I declare unto you, the Lord will take care of you. David one day said, I faced a man who was after my own blood. Oh Lord, but yea, though I walk through the valley, through the shadows of death, why, and I fear no evil. Oh Lord, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, thou hast comforted me. Thou hast prepared a table before me
yes, sir.
In the presence of my enemies.
Yes,
Lord,
yes,
you
sir.
May have deep reasons full of food,
yes. All right.
But your soul on the inside
right.
May be hungry.
Amen.
Amen. Right about
yes,
it.
Yes,
but I can hear Jesus saying on the Mount of Beatitude, blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness,
all right.
For they shall be healed.
All right.
You may have 100 suits and dresses, but your soul on the inside, you may live on a mansion on the hill,
yes. All right.
But your soul may be out in the
world.
Oh Lord, I'm glad today. Ain't you glad? That he shed his blood on the
ransom.
Oh Lord, and I know. Oh Lord, I know it was blood.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I know it was
yes,
blood.
Sir. Yes, sir.
I know it was the blood
yes,
that saved me.
Yes,
I don't know
yes,
about you.
Yes, sir.
I know
yes,
it
sir.
Was the blood.
Yes, sir.
The same.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
One day
yes, sir.
When I was lost, oh Lord,
yes.
He died
yes.
He died on the cross.
Yes.
I know he was.
Yes.
I know
he
was.
Yes.
The same.
Yes.
We talk about the resurrection of my Lord,
yes.
But I think it's
thank
my
you.
Time.
Yes.
You and I,
yes.
Oh Lord,
yes.
Ought to be with you.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Right about
yes.
Yes. We ought to be resurrected from our seat.
Yes.
We ought to sing
amen
sometimes.
Yes.
We ought to bow our heads sometimes.
Yes.
We ought to sing, oh Lord,
yes.
I know the time is even real.
Yes.
Because he's living in my
Oh Lord, I know.
Yes.
I know it was that blood. That same blood that was so loud that saved me. One day when I was lost, my Lord died upon the cross. And I know it was the blood. Let me see your hands if you know it. Oh, I know it was the blood that saved me. I don't have to worry about anything. Every day is a good day. Every day is a happy day when you know the Lord. If you don't know the Lord, may the Lord have mercy upon your soul.
Thank you.